During playtime outside, two beagles are barking as they run. There's also a third, smaller beagle who doesn't bark or make much noise, running not far behind.
Lucy.
Her name is Lucy, and she was rescued from a research lab last year.
Was she always this active?
Yeah, she. When we first got her, you know, with all the pacing, she was definitely very, very active. The first day we got her, I even did running, I think, in the yard with them.
That's Lauren Knudsen and her husband Scott, who live in Winnetka. Lucy runs and follows the other two dogs, but she can't copy their bark. Lauren and Scott say they believe Lucy's vocal cords were damaged during her time in the lab. They have no idea what lab Lucy grew up in or what kind of research she was used for.
All the rescued dogs behave differently, so it was nice to see that she was able to run and she wasn't fearful of people so much. So whatever was going on with her in the lab, she may have been exposed to more people. She was just very curious of everyone and everything.
Lauren and Scott fostered Lucy from the Beagle Freedom Project, an organization based out of California. So far, the group has rescued over 1,000 animals from research labs in 36 states and 7 countries. Kevin Chase is the group's vice president. He says if dogs like Lucy aren't rescued, they would most likely be put to sleep.
The standard operating procedure in the research industry is to kill these animals, even if they're healthy, when the research is done.
The Beagle Freedom Project is pushing for nationwide legislation to stop this practice, at least when taxpayer money is used to fund the research, like at public universities. This year, Illinois became the 6th state to adopt the so-called Beagle Freedom Law. It encourages labs using public funds to have some type of adoption policy in place. About 65,000 dogs are used in U.S. research labs each year, the majority beagles. The law also includes cats, but not many make it out of research projects alive. In Illinois, it took 2 years to get enough support. Advocates like Chase say the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and their labs were probably the strongest opponents.
They were worried that this would have a chilling effect and people would no longer use dogs and cats in research.
But Robin Kaler, the university spokesperson, says the new policy doesn't apply to them and never did.
We already had a policy of adopting our dogs and cats out, so it doesn't affect us.
Kaler says the university adopts its healthy research animals out to university employees and students. She agrees there were some issues with the original legislation, which may have kept the school from supporting it much earlier. Chase says changes were made to reach an agreement.
The compromise was that we did not put in the bill which organization that the universities had to work with.
He says in case a suitable home can't be found within the university, the new law will be a safety net, just to make sure animal rescue groups are called to take the animals in. Lauren and Scott from Winnetka drove Lucy the rescue dog to Springfield last May to meet with lawmakers to make sure the Illinois bill passed, and other beagles joined them there.
Unless you actually see the beagles and meet the beagles, you know, it's hard to really understand what this is, you know, all about. So definitely a lot more powerful if, you know, the different politicians we're meeting with are actually getting to see the dog.
Putting her advocacy career aside, Lucy continues to settle in with her new family. Lauren and Scott say they are happy Lucy joined them and their two other dogs. This way, they say, Lucy can now learn how to be, well, a beagle away from the lab.
She's a little smaller than most beagles. She's a little bit more petite.
Yeah,
I think we kind of say, you know, she still looks like a puppy. She's very just kind of high energy. I think she's very curious, very friendly and kind of outgoing. But she has this mysterious side to her that you can't quite put your finger on that occasionally kind of shows up that I think always reminds us of the lab. But she is a really, really sweet dog.
Yeah, definitely. So sweet.
I'm Daisy Contreras.